I'm Marlene Said in Doha. Here are top stories on Al Jazeera. Haiti's police chief has resigned after protests over deteriorating security and gang violence. Demonstrators have been calling for Léon Charles to step down for failing to control armed gangs. Since Monday, workers have been on a general strike following the abduction of a group of Christian missionaries. Manuel Rapallo has more from Port-au-Prince.
That video posted on social media by the gang 400 Mugozo, which is the criminal gang responsible for the kidnapping. Now, in that video that was published on Thursday, it appears to be a funeral of one of the members of the criminal organization that was shot and killed by police. In that video, the leader of the gang addresses Ariel Henry, the prime minister of Haiti specifically, saying that, quote, "You have made me cry tears. I will make you cry blood." Now, the leader of the gang also said that, quote, "He's willing to put a bullet in the heads of the 17 hostages if his demands are not met." Those demands, of course, being $17 million in exchange for the 17 hostages.
A cinematographer has been killed and a director injured after the actor Alec Baldwin fired a prop gun on a film set in New Mexico. The accident occurred during the filming of a 19th century Western entitled Rust, where Baldwin is playing the lead. No charges have been filed. The Chinese property giant Evergrande has narrowly averted a formal default on its debts. The group reportedly wired funds to a trustee account on Thursday for a bond interest payment just days before a deadline. Tens of thousands of people have joined rival demonstrations in Sudan as tensions grow over its political future. Tear gas was fired to disperse a group of protesters trying to reach Khartoum. Poland's dispute with the European Union has overshadowed a summit in Brussels. The bloc's concerned its foundations are being threatened after Poland's constitutional court ruled that EU law only applies in specific areas. Britain's Queen Elizabeth spent a night in hospital after cancelling her visit to Northern Ireland this week. Buckingham Palace says the Queen went to hospital on Wednesday afternoon for preliminary investigations following medical advice to rest for a few days.